Hello, everybody. My name is Kenton DeYoung, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dylan Furman.
Hey.
And this is Unsolved Canadian Mysteries. So, Dylan, how you been?
I've been great, Kenton. How have you been?
I've been good. So this is a Patreon exclusive episode.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh, thanks for subscribing to us. By the time someone comes out, maybe we'll have more. So
Maybe
Josh.
Josh and
And plus?
and
Josh plus?
Jace.
Sure. Who knows? Who knows? But Josh for sure, hopefully.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, well, yeah.
He doesn't like us anymore.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, their paid stuff is garbage. No, I think most of our good, yeah, our best stories, I think, because the demon one was top notch.
Yes.
Like, that's top three for me. But the last one is also top three for me.
That was good.
See, that's what I like, that the like two of my three favorites have happened in the last like five episodes. So I like that. I
Okay.
don't think he'll ever be able to beat the second episode though for me, because that story's just crazy. But
The headless.
the headless,
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
that one. The Handy National Park one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And I kind of wish we could redo it with like our new editing and our new style,
Yeah.
but it's okay.
It's okay.
Solid story.
Yeah,
Still.
maybe we'll return. Maybe there's more information.
Yeah, sure. Maybe we'll make a trip up there sometime and
How have you been?
I'm okay. Been good.
Decent.
Decent, you know. The weather's been kind of cloudy and crappy and
Yeah.
it's okay. Summer vacation's winding down, not that we celebrate that anymore because we're adults.
Right. Because we work.
Yeah. I don't know. Otherwise, it's been good. It's been good.
Cool.
So our last one, our last we'll probably talk about two in the next podcast, but the last one we talked about was the one up with Michael Oroz
Yeah.
up in like the Yukon, Northern BC, Alaska area.
Yeah.
And we talked in that one that in this one we're going to be talking about the Mad Trapper or Rat River,
Right.
right? Because I didn't want to cover it, but I thought for Josh and everyone
For
else, for
Josh.
Josh and anyone else subscribing, we can talk about it for them. But actually, that one got a lot of feedback, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in the next podcast too, so rest of people can hear it.
Right.
But we got some people commenting, some messages from people, other recommendations of stories. So
Very cool.
good to see some positive feedback.
Awesome. And now we have a producer.
Yep.
So now we're going to get more research, more editing, all good.
Yep. Now we're a group of three.
Yeah. Thank you, Christina.
So, today we're talking about the Mad Trapper of Rat River. His name is Albert Johnson. It's a pretty epic story, of course, because it's been investigated for over like 90 years now. People have been looking into it. So there's a lot of information online about a lot of kind of mixed things too.
And it's still a mystery.
Still unsolved. Still
Wow.
unsolved. And actually, I'm surprised they want us to talk about it because we've got quite a few people telling us to talk about this one. It's been talked about so much over the past 90 years, right? Like every other year is a new article, a new book, a new movie. Like it's
It's
been.
like the story of Oak Island. It's just like,
Yes.
oh, but this time we're digging deeper.
Right. Yeah. Josh and whoever else is hearing this have probably heard the story before, but this is our version of it.
Perfect.
Yeah. So Albert Johnson, which we're going to call him that for now. Some podcasters or people don't want to call him that because that's not his real name, but he identified himself as Albert Johnson in the story, so we're going to call him Albert Johnson.
Okay.
So Albert Johnson arrived in Fort McPherson on July 9th, 1931.
Okay.
He came up the Peel River on what apparently was a handmade crude log raft.
Sorry, where is this?
So it's up in northern Yukon.
Okay.
So,
All the crazy stuff happens up there.
I'm sorry, Northern Northwest Territories. Still crazy stuff
Same
though.
shit.
Yeah. At that point, it's you're just like when I was up. So when I was in Dawson City, like if you just follow the Dempster Highway up, it cuts into Yukon, and then you're at like the Arctic Ocean. So like we're in the area where we're like talking a few hundred kilometers away from the border up there in the Arctic. Like it's probably an arbitrary border at that point. You
Right.
know, it's not like here where we have a distinct border between Saskatchewan and Alberta or in the States. It's pretty. A
It's
border.
tundra.
Yeah. There's some mountainous regions and we'll talk about that, but yeah, pretty much tundra. Ice cold, desolate. Yeah. So Fort McPherson. And I actually wondered, what's the population of Fort McPherson these days, right? And it's like 800 people.
Really?
So you think in 1931, I think it'd be 300, 400 people.
Yeah.
So not very many and hasn't grown very much.
Right.
So small place way up north.
Mm.
But it's kind of the intro, not the intro, the entrance into like the Arctic. A lot of people come in through Fort McPherson.
Oh, okay. Like via plane?
via the plane later, but mostly by river at this point.
I see.
So that's how Johnson came in. He came out on the Peel River.
Okay.
So he comes in, and they describe him as being about 5'9", 175 pounds, kind of well-built. Apparently has a bit of a Scandinavian accent.
Mm.
Okay. About 35 to 40 years old.
Well, thank you, Kenton. That was great.
It was a long one. I know the ending with all the theories is a little bit tough. I'm sure our new editor, producer, will make it look great.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone wants to talk about that one. I still have my favorite story. I didn't like it too much, but...
I liked it.
Yeah.
Not as good as the last one.
It's a good one. The issue with it is, like, it's a long story, and the mystery is just, who is it?
Yeah, right.
Right? It's not...
It's kind of a cop-out of a mystery.
Yeah, right? I feel the same way. And at this point, 100 years into it, why solve it, right? Like, oh, we found his name is Bobby Smith.
Right.
What is it? Doesn't change anything, right?
Yeah, it's like, what pencil did Abraham Lincoln use?
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, right. It's a good story. It's lots of questions at the end, but it doesn't solve anything. You actually solve the mystery. So I didn't want to include it, but for our Patreon subscribers, Josh and others.
Josh and friends.
Yeah, Josh and friends. That's why we did this story.
That's what we should call our Patreon subscribers. Josh and friends.
As always, my name is Kenton DeYoung. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dylan Fairman. We want to give thanks to our new producer, Christina. This has been Unsolved Canadian Mysteries.